This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hour with a smile on my face and in my voice. This is the DJ V Show. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara's at the controls in our studio in Washington. A lot of inner strength is required these days. No question about it. Resilience necessary in order to make it through, to have results, to feel like you're doing something, working, like you're not putting your finger in the dike, or you're not walking uphill or running uphill all day, every day. The reward at the end of all of this will be, most of us that survive will be stronger for it one way or the other. But this is a test. There's no such, it really is. Speaking of tests, the coronavirus tests were delayed because of mistakes. And I don't know that, so they were delayed because of mistakes. My question at the moment is, are they okay? Are they being used? Are they proper? There are new ones,
there
I thought, that
are
being used. And so why are there not enough of them is the question. Is there an answer that isn't political, that somebody isn't pointing a finger? Is there like a real factual
reason? I think it's practical.
Reason?
I think you have to have production meet demand.
Yeah.
At the White House press briefing over the weekend, the president said that he's using the Defense Production Act to create more tests because they need swabs and those kind of supplies.
Why do they need the Defense Production Act? Why can't they just say, do this to companies that are?
I don't know.
Especially the smaller companies getting bailouts. Okay, we're going to make sure you get all your money, but please do this for us. I don't get why that wouldn't be on the top. There's so much common sense lacking these days. There really is. I mean, it's just, I don't just mean about coronavirus, just the world seems to have a lack of common sense or common experience, whatever it is. I guess it goes back to me. My frustration is how little people know about the food supply, for example, what it's like to be on a farm. That's why we do the American Family Farmer Show every week, to kind of give people an idea of what's going on in the food service industry. One of the things that I find fascinating, you know, we were talking last week about the shortage of meat processing plants, you know, the Chinese and their Smithfield farms. I don't know how many people, I should probably repeat that, ladies, huh? Every once in a while to tell people or re-inform them that Smithfield Farm, which is the largest pork-producing outfit in the world, belongs to the Chinese, even though their headquarters are in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. It's a Chinese, and they're looking for a bailout. I mean, did I get outraged enough last week to sort of hold over? I don't
know.
You're
right, though. I think everyone should be outraged by that.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what Larry Kudlow was talking about this weekend. He was saying how the Chinese have profited from this disease.
Oh, my God.
Really started with them. Not just in our country. Think about what they're doing around the world. They're selling back PPEs that were given to them.
Yeah.
Given
right.
And donated to them. They're now selling to other countries.
And how is it that we're not holding them, or are we yet to see the organization?
I think that's going to come.
Yeah. It certainly. The Chinese should be put out of business, plain and simple. So this is one of the bright spots, and because farmers, especially dairymen, are having such a tough time, a lot of regional, local dairies gotten together with co-ops. There's one of them in Western Massachusetts, Southern Vermont, that are now unexpectedly finding people enjoying milk deliveries. Right. Milkman comes back to your house with home delivery. This is kind of like Grubhub for milk, I guess, isn't it? The National Dairy Council says that it's been getting reports from local dairies the dairies, and I don't want to get into the weeds, I'll just tell you as a farmer, that the way the milk was picked up and delivered to the processing plant has always been an outrage. Instead of the company that's buying the milk paying for the milk to be picked up, the farmers had it taken out of their check. Farmers, because they had a weak voice and haven't had especially in this time, a strong voice, because they're spread all over the place. There's so few of them anymore. They just don't have the power to get across what they need to get across in order to survive. And I think we're seeing this happen in other areas of the food supply. But yet, my hope is that this business with the milkman coming back, a dramatic change of pace in the past month or so for the dairy industry. The milk that was produced in the farm was hired, was basically a trucker was hired, pick up the milk, bring it to the plant, gets processed, and the farmer used to get $2,500 a hundredweight. Well, last week, the bottom fell out, and because there's so much surplus milk, farmers are getting $8 a gallon. Can you imagine? Cost them three times that to actually make the milk, get it out of the cow, and send it to the processing plant. So the farmers are now, forget these guys. This is what I did. When I was milking, I had 130 cows, and we made, we were selling 100 gallons or so of raw milk a day. The rest of it went into the processing system, but I tried to keep the amount of milk that we produced equal to what we needed for our own local demands, and then I didn't have to deal with the pool and the processing and all this other stuff. And that's what these guys are finding. More raw milk, more the milk that gets processed by the local dairies is processed differently than the milk that you buy in the store. So take note of this. The milk you buy in the store, unless it has a local origin, is all put through microwaves and lasers in order to kill the crap that's in the milk that comes from these 5,000, 10,000, 15,000 cow farms. So it's microwaved, it's lasered, there's no nutritional value, there's no flavor, it's just white water. But it classifies as milk. So now here come these local, locally started, I guess locally generated food co-ops, the dairy farmers get together and they are processing, they pull up a set of a processing plant and they're delivering the milk. There's one here, a friend of mine, Warren Shaw, has a home delivery business. He's had to buy another truck. And that's what's happening in lots of places around the country, and God love them for doing it. Modern milkman, you know, they went away when I was there. Have any of you ever seen a milkman deliver milk to neighborhoods in your life? Kara? No. Victoria? Gentlemen, no. It went away about 45, 50 years ago. Go ahead.
In certain places, like it became, a couple of years ago, it became kind of trendy in Brooklyn and like farmers markets.
Shipping into New York.
Never the old-fashioned glass bottles and stuff. But not like the guy who looked like the Good Humor Man in the movies. No.
Right. Yeah. Well, those people are coming back. You can even buy an old-fashioned porch box from the dairy. The milkman can put the milk like it was when I was a kid. We used to get delivery every other day and get 4 quarts of milk put into this little insulated box on the porch. And there's no human contact, of course. You pay your bill online or whatever it is that you do. But this is something that went out in the 50s, 60s. I mean, there were a few doing it in the 70s, but not many. Buying it in the supermarket. Man, that's the kind of stuff, that's the last place you want to buy milk. Because it's old when it gets there. What we were doing, which people so loved, this weekend I was talking about the line for the ice cream. They'd come in and they'd wait for the cows. We'd finish milking the cows, quick chill the milk. That's how fresh it was. You get the cow's milk in the morning, show up at the farm by noontime, and you get that day's milk. What you're getting in the grocery store is milk that at the best is a week old and maybe older than that, because it takes them that long to process it, bottle it, and get it distributed. And remember, when it goes to the distribution houses, then it has to be delivered to the grocery store. So you've got week-old milk, certainly four or five-day-old milk, and it's just different. So God bless these people that are making the effort to bring back the milkman, and something for you to look out for. I know it excites me because that's just where I come from. Maybe it doesn't excite you the way it does me, but the old business about return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear when you could have milk delivered to your house. Hoo-ah. All right, let's talk about what's going on in your hidden power. A reminder, this is a very interesting show that we put together, a podcast every week. The current one, we have two of them, actually. Your hidden power, 137 and 138. These are, at this time, the listenership to this podcast is doubled, because I think what we're doing is offering here in about 32, 33, 34, 35 minutes every week a way to spiritually understand what's going on, maybe increase your intuitive awareness. We have practitioners and healers from around the globe talking about, well, this, the 138 is about global prayer. And that's very important, along with our usual guests. Uri Geller joins us every week, and the psychic scout Mary O'Malley is there, and our astrologer Laura Banks. It's just a good way for you to sort of get a tune-up on your own inner thoughts. That's maybe that's as much as anything else. Your Hidden Power, number 137, also has professor in graduate psychology, Dr. Christina Hallett, talking about addressing relationships and major life issues at this time when we all know there are lots of family problems that are coming out. You know, this living together isn't what it's cracked up to be, apparently. But the number of divorces and people getting worked up about having to spend so much time with the people that supposedly they love, families, children, spouses, the whole thing. So there's a toolbox for that. In Your Hidden Power, number 137 and 138, we talk about how prayer is the answer, the power of prayer. So check them all out. It's a good day. It's no, it isn't either. It's Your Hidden Power. I do four or five of these every week, so pardon me if I give you the wrong title from time to time. The girls chuckle as I do. I was about to talk about Good Day Health as well, another podcast you can get. Go to wherever you get your podcasts. It's very easy for you to find them. Or you can just go to gooddayhealthshow.com for the health thing, or yourhiddenpowershow.com for the inspiration from Your Hidden Power, courtesy of me and the people putting this all together every week.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds of Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now, and my son-in-law, so I just can't not say enough about it, Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far I've lost 35 3/4 inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
Since we've been spending more time at home, MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. But they still want to help you get the best sleep of your life. And maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, and Giza Pillowcases, plus bolster pillows, neck pillows, and more. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. That's promo code DJV. Refresh your linen closet with MyPillow, MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedoms. And now, as we all fight the coronavirus, vulnerable veterans have little or no contact with their family or hospital volunteers and staff. Learn how you can help an isolated or sick veteran at HealVets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, creates, manufactures, and distributes therapeutic art and crafts projects for our veterans and military at no charge to them. HealVets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans.
Calm complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
One of the great talents in the world today. Bigger Love from John Legend. Brand new single. Title track from his upcoming album. Pretty applicable. We need to share the love. And he's a good one to do it. I have great regard. He was one of the people involved in the weekend Saturday night thing. He and his wife. Was it Chrissy Teigen there? Yeah, she was around, right?
Mm-hmm.
For this, yeah.
I don't think she made an appearance in it, but she's always in the background.
She's always there, yeah, right. I didn't think she did either. But he's just so good, so talented, has a warm voice and a warm way about him, makes him one of our current national treasures. So this new single is after another single from the same album. The first one was called Actions. He continues to stay away from piano ballads and has said, this is sort of a dance tune, right? Would you say this is a dance tune?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He said the song is a celebration of love, resilience, and hope. I wrote it last year before any of this could have imagined what was going to happen this year. The message of the song is that love can help carry us through the dark times. Music can bring us joy and inspiration. Man, we didn't see that on Saturday night. I don't know when you'd see it. I hope it brings some light to people's day and maybe inspires you to dance a little. Yeah. He performed this tune during the One World Together Home Benefit Saturday. Perform it again on Saving Ourselves, which is a black entertainment relief effort. That'll be on the 22nd, Wednesday. Bigger Love is follow-up to Darkness and Light from 4 years ago. It's due out this summer. A tour in support of the album will start on August 12th. But he's not going to go to L.A. with it. Not going to go to California with it. But they don't want to have these concerts this year. Now, he's an uplifting soul, that's for sure. 26 at the hour on the DJV program with Jennifer, Victoria, Carey, you and I enjoying now Hootie and the Blowfish. Oh, my God, I didn't know this was going to happen. This is another fabulous pop song. Who remembers Losing My Religion, remember?
Oh, yeah. Right?
Yeah, yeah. So they've done a cover of it. R.E.M. did it first around. Uh-huh. Are they doing it at home? It sounds like they did it in a home studio set.
No, this is an actual album release.
Good. Yep. Available
apparently
streaming.
They do it a lot live, and I guess they decided to record it. That's great. I don't think it's that homey.
Yeah. This isn't Darius singing, is it?
It is.
Is it? Sounds so much different. Wow. Rucker said, when we were cutting our teeth as a band, almost every night fans would hear us on stage covering R.E.M. Losing My Religion is a song that when you first listen to it, you can feel the struggle, the back and forth. Plus, Peter Buck wrote the song on mandolin, and being in the South, it's a lot of fun to perform live. We're releasing it as a cover with Amazon Music, as I think it's still as thrilling for people today as it was when we first released it. Last year, Hootie embarked on their sold-out Grand Therapy Tour, playing shows at Madison Square Garden and other stadium venues. They released their last album, Imperfect Circle, last November, featuring the singles Hold On, which was written by Chris Stapleton, and it was co-written by him, Roland, Miss California, and Lonely on a Saturday Night. Boy, I like this.
I do too.
Good. All right, also, Jonas Brothers are in the news. High school seniors who are having to miss out on their prom this year. John Krasinski had a solution for it. He's been lifting spirits by hosting his own YouTube show called Some Good News, where he gave fans of his hit show The Office the reunion they've been waiting for, bringing in Steve Carell and Rainn Wilson. That was followed by...
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase or disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says his people are closing in on a deal with Congress to get more help to small businesses that are hurt by the coronavirus pandemic.
We're continuing to negotiate with the Democrats to get our great workers and small businesses all over the country taken care of. I think we're getting close to a deal.
He says testing is ramping up.
We've done more testing than all of these countries combined: France, United Kingdom, South Korea, Japan, Singapore, India, Austria, and Australia, Sweden, and Canada.
He also says Vice President Pence will lead a call on Monday to talk to governors about what more needs to be done to fight the pandemic. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio says President Trump has a clear choice when it comes to his hometown.
Mr. Trump, Mr. President, are you going to save New York City, or are you telling New York City to drop dead? Which one is it?
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get your fill of the DJV show today? Don't worry, you can check out all the latest stories on the podcast at djvshow.com.
After the hour here on the DJV program. A lot of people are passively aggressive. Have you noticed that? People that have been home, cooped up, feel like they haven't, well, a lot of people lost their jobs. What, about 30, how many people have filed for unemployment? It's like 33 million, right?
That's crazy.
Unemployment is up to 20-some-odd percent. I was looking at, and this is from the era when we used to have morning newspapers and evening newspapers. This is sort of a throwback to the discussion of the milk and the milkman coming back again. So I was looking in the local newspaper. There was a headline that came from the original local newspaper. Back in 1918, there was the Framingham Morning News, newspaper that came out locally, and the Framingham Evening News. During the influenza pandemic of 1918, headline reads, "Public gatherings placed under ban. Schools, churches, theaters, and dance halls closed by health authorities. And the drug, there were bowling alleys back then. The schools were closed for about 10 weeks during the influenza. The flu pandemic ultimately killed about 50 million people around the world. There were 118 deaths here in Framingham, and that has been surpassed times four. We've had well over 100 people die here, and a number of people that had it. There were 28,000 people that died in Massachusetts, including my father's mother and his aunts. All three of them, they were all sisters. They died the same day from this. And they were young, too. They weren't compromised. They didn't smoke. It was really interesting how my father was an only child, and the other two women, her sisters, had single children as well, and they all became very close because in my father's case, his father ran off and married somebody else, and he never knew his father, and his mother died when he was a couple years old, so he didn't have his parents. And it was interesting how often that was repeated. Was not a unique situation at that time. So fast forward. Remember the first day you and I had an argument about this, Victoria? Because I said, back to 1918, there were lessons to be learned. Well, they weren't obvious as much then, and you didn't understand why I kept talking about 1918. But I remember maybe more because what I remember my father saying about it, what he remembered, vaguely, was all of the bodies that were lined up. They were bodies on the street.
Well, no, I think I think at the time what I was saying was there were older people were talking about, oh, the Spanish flu. And it's like, well, okay, but this is a different beast. And now everything is, our lives are so different from the way they were back then. And so my point at the beginning of this was, this is going to spread a lot faster than the Spanish flu did, because look at how transient our entire globe is.
But
and
in fact,
and that's what happened. And so it's in every single country, in every city, every state, it's everywhere.
And this thing, because there were people traveled only by boat then internationally. That was it. You could only get on a boat.
It
was easier to contain. But yet, in local circumstances where they didn't have the sophistication to look at why they ought not to get together, it took until those announcements like that banning people getting together. But that the flu by that time had run its first course. It came back three times.
Medicine wasn't quite where it was either.
Going
nuts about testing now. You think they had testing then? It had to have been much more rugged than what we're dealing with now.
Yeah. Do you know the story of the Costa de Leoza? It's a Spanish cruiser that has been out on a 15-week cruise. Just coming back, there's nobody on the ship. This is a very interesting story. This is one of those ships that goes out and does a world cruise or whatever it is that some of these do. And so there was a fellow that was traveling with his wife that wrote a chronology of what went on. They were out and they had their trip and they were put into quarantine on the boat when it went into port cities. But there were no cases of the virus, according to the owner of the cruise company. There were 1,831 passengers. They used the ship's facilities, entertainment. They had a great 15-week tour, and not one person got sick. I thought that was pretty... Yeah, I mean, when you consider what goes on these cruise ships, right? I mean, under the circumstances. So, one of the things that I wonder... None of us have youngsters around that we're familiar with that are high school age. Do you have anybody that you're close to, Jennifer? Your cousins are in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
In high school, no.
Mm-mm. Okay. So the local school system here has decided it was going to try to monitor the way the youngsters, they gave everybody an iPad or something that was similar to that so they could do their work at home. Apparently, that somewhat backfired because instead of having they started about, 3-4 weeks ago doing this online stuff. I don't know whether they started in New Jersey where you are, Victoria, or California, Jennifer, but I think this has been going on for a month at least. And so the public school system is monitoring the algorithms and the messages and things that these because they got them so fast, they didn't set them up to just be used for school. They can be used for anything. So the kids aren't actually doing their lessons. They're spending the time online. You know, you get it, Victoria. Just kind of screwing around with each other. So it's kind of backfired. You know, it's one of those things. There are 1,000 school districts around the country that have given these iPads or whatever the device is to all their students. And now they're monitoring. There's a company called Social Sentinel that is monitoring what's going on and the way children are using these things. And there are lots of, there's pretty unseemly stuff going on, actually.
So unless they're limiting the web pages and the apps that kids can use.
Well, they gave them to them so fast, they didn't do
that. What's the other alternative? I know in LA Unified, at their school district, they're handing out tablets to all the kids.
Yeah,
and
right.
The kids will hold on to those tablets because not everybody can afford to
have them.
How much
do they cost?
Homes. It's free to the kids.
I know, no, but how much does it cost the city to do that or the state?
Oh,
that's the question.
Tons.
Yeah, this is a very expensive deal. So, anyway, it's just...
I don't know. The only thing that makes me concerned, I'm less concerned about kids who are in districts where their schools can afford to give them the iPads. It's the kids who don't have internet at home, who can't afford it, who, you know, don't... And the school districts who can't afford this type of stuff.
I don't think they're doing it in some of the districts, Victoria, for a reason.
Yeah.
They don't have the money.
But there's
I know, that's what I'm saying.
There's going to be a massive educational divide, even worse than it is now. By the time kids are back in classrooms, it's going to be a big, big mess.
Yeah.
I worry about even the kids with full access. I mean, how much time a day are they really giving to it? But I don't say a lot of nice things about Spectrum, especially lately because they've been overcharging me. But
awful. Yeah.
I'll tell you that they do give free Wi-Fi to kids who are trying to learn at home. So that's a program you could look into. There might be something similar in your area if you are struggling to afford it for your kid.
That was pretty interesting to look around every month. You know, I have 14 or 15 different ways of looking at what's going on in the world. Some of them are newspapers. Some of them are networks. Some of them are just almost like these private blogs. The headline of the Los Angeles Times today is How to Help Your Marriage Survive Coronavirus.
It's like a thing. I mean,
it is. Yeah.
Well, yep. It's a real problem.
One of the stories on the Today Show today, Victoria, is this business about wedding. We were talking about this in the tech report, mm-hmm. how now people are using Zoom and Skype and stuff to get married.
Yeah.
Why would you do that? Why are you so eager to get
married?
Here's
the thing. I have a cousin who's getting married at the end of September, and she's already worried because a lot of vendors have gone out of business, so you don't have the florist anymore that you booked. You don't have the caterer. You don't have the venue, maybe, in some cases. So a lot of people are saying, look, we were already scheduled to get married right now. This is the spring. This is the beginning of wedding season. So people are saying, if we postpone this, we're going to lose the rest of the money as deposits anyway, so we might as well just go ahead with it and get married. So, you know, it's not a fun time for the wedding industry at all.
I wouldn't have. That was not a fun time for most industries. But that's very, I love telling those stories because it gives us a different perspective on things.
You just don't think about all the tentacles that this touches.
Yep. Right. Yep. Speaking of that, the most recent American Family Farmer Show, which you can get on FamilyFarmerShow.com or on iTunes or wherever you get your podcast, Stitcher, iHeart. I take the pledge to not buy Chinese anything. Not buying, nothing. I don't know how this is going to work, but it already played out yesterday. What did I say? Oh, yeah, I had to go get some, ink for my printer. And I looked through the cartridges to see, you know, where they're all made. And most of them are made in China. Nope, not buying it. I found some that were made in, I was going to say Mongolia, Manchuria, but now I can't remember, but it wasn't Malaysia. They were made in Malaysia. So I bought them instead of buying stuff from China. You can, if you look, you can find things that are not made in China. And it's time. This is one of the things that I think we really have to have solidarity if it's going to mean anything to the Chinese, to the people who, the government that has created this, they own all the businesses. The businesses are, you know, it's communist. Hello. All the money goes to the state. So this is a way for us to, I think, in individual ways, get down to the brass tacks of not buying Chinese stuff. I also talk on this week's most recent Family Farmer, American Family Farmer, with somebody who runs a farm, an urban organic farm, where people with disabilities are growing all the food, Victoria. This is a group you set up, the Building
Community. It's a wonderful organization.
Yeah, it really was. Yeah, you and I both had tears in our eyes as they told that story.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to hear about something really new and different. The most recent American Family Farmer show is at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
Attention, hard-working Americans that pay too much in taxes. How'd you like to get an extra $5,000 back from last year's tax returns? Family Tax will take your filed tax returns for the last 3 years and analyze them. They're experts at finding hidden credits and deductions other tax companies just miss. Even if you already have filed your tax return, never too late. They guarantee that the IRS will send you back at least $5,000, or their services are free. If you get a paycheck from your job and you make at least 30 grand a year, call right now and learn how you can get an extra $5,000 back from the IRS from your past 3 years of tax returns. Make this guaranteed free call now. 800-262-0318. That's 800-262-0318. To make $5,000 back from your tax returns, call 800-262-0318. As you know, a smile is worth a thousand words, so if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system. This is an amazing system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJB code. You'll save 40%, 10 bucks, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile, 800-208-1797.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Now 53 after the hour here on the
Money Pit.
No, this is not the Money Pit radio program. That's for you to listen to on the weekend. You got Money Pit podcast that people can go to Money Pit, sign up for that, or you can answer. You get questions answered. Dial 888 Money Pit to be in touch with Tom Kreidler, Leslie Segretti, and their fabulous radio program. Their Money Pit newsletter, though, also. A question you're addressing this week that I find intriguing, Tommy. Can quarantine make allergies worse? He said, hopefully.
Yeah, well, actually, it turns out that it can. I work closely for many years with a guy who's a building scientist that's written 4 books for Johns Hopkins Press on indoor air quality. His name is Jeff May. And Jeff did a post for us this week, which is live on MoneyPit.com, right on the homepage, about the impact of quarantine on allergies, because he started getting more and more calls from clients who were struggling with the coughing and the wheezing and the runny noses. And it's a direct result of the increased time that is spent at home, and particularly indoors, because if you think about it, a lot of indoor air quality issues are related to the number of occupants. And we are using our homes more now than we have maybe in our entire lives. There's more people home together for longer periods of time. That's going to result in increased dust and dirt, more cleaning, which can trigger allergy reactions. And he's starting to hear it. And when you start to look at the details of what causes this, it's true. So we came up with a tip list or a checklist of things that are the most common causes of allergens inside your house, and we walk you through that.
Want to give us a couple
step
of
by step,
a couple of teases?
Sure.
I have my allergies are really bad,
well,
and I'm outside on the farm, and I still have woof.
Wow. So we've got some of the basic stuff in here about how to wash your bedding and checking your dryer hoses for lint and mold growth. But here's a couple of things that I thought were interesting that we just don't think about. But Jeff has actually discovered in his practice that these are common issues. If you're going to be parked on a couch or on a book for reading or binge-watching Netflix, it's better to use a leather or vinyl-covered chair or sofa than an upholstery because those surfaces are not conducive to a dust mite infestation as fabric-covered furniture surfaces can be. He also points out this little dandy kick spaces under the kitchen cabinets. That's that set part of the base cabinet that sort of your toes go into.
Yeah.
Those are often overlooked, but they can lead to air quality issues, and here's why. Because they collect dust, and then they get dampened by the mopping and become moldy. So those moldy, dusty kick places can cause allergic reactions.
You get down on your hands and knees, with what? How do you get rid of it then?
Well, in that case, you're going to wipe the surface with a diluted bleach solution, basically one part bleach to 18 parts water. So, okay. But if you don't know about it, like that's a place that no one ever thinks to clean.
Think about it, right, exactly.
Right, but in the investigations that these guys have done, they found that. And burning candles, right? A lot of folks find candles and the scented candles very calming.
Yeah.
Problem is that they release a lot of carbon into the air, and that's not good for people that have respiratory issues. You know, we've actually gotten calls on a fairly regular basis on the Money Pit Home Improvement Show where folks complain about this black streaks that they see on their walls or on their ceilings. Those black streaks, I can almost always tie them back to folks that are burning a lot of candles because the carbon condenses on the colder parts
and
of the frame.
And it used to be coal. If you were burning coal in your furnace, remember how black the buildings looked?
Right.
Yeah, it came out. It's because of all the coal that was in the air, the coal dust.
Same thing. Yeah, so if you burn those candles, then that can be a show. We walk you through it step by step on MoneyPit.com. The post is called Can Quarantine Make Allergies Worse?
Right. So do you have in there how to stop using toilet paper? What can we use in addition to in place of toilet paper?
Well, we didn't cover that, but I will say I'm starting to see toilet paper show up in my local supermarkets now. So I think we've crested on that.
I have stopped using at Victoria's suggestion. I've stopped using
that's a good thing.
I'm not using leaves. Thanks very much.
Anybody wonders why Doug broadcasts it by himself? Now we know.
There it is. The idea of using the towels, the paper towels, I'm not using those at all. I'm using washcloths, and I've got lots of towels around using them and then washing them. I find that to be more desirable, I think.
Well, paper towels, napkins, Kleenex, they don't disintegrate the way good old-fashioned TP does. But I think we're starting to see that show up in our local supermarkets, at least here in our part of the country, and hopefully in yours as well.
All right, so check out the podcast, MoneyPit.com. Leave your home improvement questions with Tom. Get answered on the show, 888-MONEY-PIT. Great way to spend some time and figure out how to improve your home, literally and figuratively. Tom Kreidler with Doug Steffen at 59 past the...
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.